Here's one story that's been buried under all the other news out of Washington. The Bush administration is increasing oversight of the two giants of the home mortgage business, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Fannie and Freddie are hybrid corporations, part public, part private, and they provide much of the financing for home mortgages. The administration's move is the latest blow in a long, intense battle rocking an important sector of the American economy, the housing industry. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The Bush administration has produced a legal memorandum saying the Treasury Department has the power to limit the growth of the two mortgage giants. About one mortgage in four nationwide is financed with money from either Fannie Mae, officially the Federal National Mortgage Association, or Freddie Mac, officially the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation. That's why we call them Fannie and Freddie. These two giants have rivals. The private sector companies that actually write home mortgages have been trying for years to rein in Fannie and Freddie's growth. If the administration is coming down hard on the side of the private sector in this fight, Congress has been in the middle, and so has the rest of the housing industry, people such as Jerry Howard, CEO of the National Association of Home Builders.
There's pressure on our organization across the board from both sides of this debate and from all quarters.
The specifics of this fight are pretty arcane, but basically it's about Fannie, Freddie, and their clout within the industry.
It's a fight over profits.
That's Sharon McHale speaking for Freddie Mac. Fannie and Freddie have a lot in common, but they have different lobbying strategies. At Freddie Mac, McHale acknowledges that her company and Fannie Mae are congressionally chartered corporations. She says they get financial advantages over purely private sector financiers because that's good housing policy. Fannie Mae spokesman Charles Greener paints a rather different picture.
We're a private company with a public mission, and we're a mission-driven company.
They're also a company that gets, between the two of them, over $20 billion a year in government subsidy. That's not our numbers. Those have been government studies that have shown that.
So says Mike House, director of FM Policy Focus. That's an industry-financed group that's been after Fannie and Freddie since the mid-1990s. Here's the basic deal. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac pump money into the mortgage market by bundling lots of individual home loans into large packages of debt, which can then be traded on Wall Street. Fannie and Freddie can offer lower rates on loans they back up to a certain amount. Again, Charles Greener at Fannie Mae.
The difference between those two markets in terms of interest rates are 25 basis points or a quarter of a percentage point. And for many Americans, that is a considerable amount of money over the course of the life of the loan. And so that's the difference.
But there's also the perception of another difference. Because Fannie and Freddie have congressional charters, many investors believe they have some sort of federal financial backing that makes their debt a safer investment than other securities. At FM Policy Focus, Mike House argues that Fannie and Freddie are getting too big. In terms of assets, they're among the 12 biggest corporations in America. And they're trying to get even bigger, doing things like trying to get into the mortgage insurance business. Mike House.
They tried to do it by changing legislation. They failed at that, but it showed that they would be willing to, come into that business and come into that market. You get into things that the private enterprise does.
The battle sharpened last year when Freddie Mac was hit with an accounting scandal that toppled its leadership. Fannie Mae's finances, too, are under scrutiny. That's given FM Policy Focus and its backers new leverage in their campaign to legislate tighter regulation of Fannie and Freddie. And when it comes to political spending, both campaign contributions and lobbying, the financial industry stands in the top ranks. FM Policy Focus has retained more than its share of Washington's top dollar lobbyists. Among them, the firms of former Democratic National Chairman Bob Strauss, former Republican Chairman Haley Barbour, and current Republican Chairman Ed Gillespie. But Fannie and Freddie are hardly reluctant warriors. First, they spend massively, and it's not just traditional campaign dollars and steak dinners-style lobbying. Freddie has put money into underwriting on National Public Radio and is now running ads with the slogan, "We Make Home Possible." Fannie has its own ad campaign.
Fannie Mae works for America. As the American dream grows, so do we.
Other lobbyists say Fannie's lobbying is especially aggressive. The company brings in so-called partners from all over the country to work Capitol Hill. And around official Washington, it's hard to find anyone who doesn't know somebody working at Fannie Mae's elegant colonial-style campus. One rival lobbyist calls Fannie Mae a political organization that happens to be in the mortgage business. One of Fannie's problems these days is that its politics tend to be Democratic. Current CEO Franklin Raines was budget director in the Clinton administration. His predecessor, James Johnson, just spent some time helping John Kerry pick a running mate. The lobbying fight hasn't been especially partisan, but that may be changing. The Bush administration has been more interested than Congress in restricting Fannie and Freddie. And the House leadership recently sent its own signal.
Good morning. Thank you for coming today. I'm Congressman Mike Turner from the 3rd District of Ohio, and I want to welcome you to the kickoff for the Speaker's Saving America Cities Working Group.
Speaker Dennis Hastert launched this working group to stake out Republican ideas for redeveloping urban areas. One big component is making home ownership easier for low-income families. The working group has private partners, industry groups, and lobbyists. Notable among them, former Republican Congressman J.C. Watts, now a lobbyist.
Mike, thank you all for thinking enough of me to extend an invitation for me to come and be a part of this today.
Watts is also chairman of FM Policy Focus. Conspicuous by their absence were Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Their congressionally chartered mission is to promote home ownership, but Congressman Turner said they hadn't been invited.
Certainly we'll be working with them. We have not approached them as a particular third-party entity to participate, but yet we do look to their experience.
Jerry Howard of the Home Builders Association was at the working group presentation and says he wondered why Fannie and Freddie weren't there. Howard says home builders don't like the fight between the big financial interests. He's uncomfortable with some of what Fannie and Freddie do, but he says the other financial companies should think twice before attacking two linchpins of the industry.
Before you go killing any geese, you ought to find out if they're the ones that laid the golden eggs and if you have any others in the flock that can do that.
The lobbying battle seems destined to carry over, again, into the new Congress next January. Howard says he's afraid it could get out of hand.
It's becoming a referendum on the whole housing finance system.
A system that gives the housing industry benefits not enjoyed by other sectors of the economy. A system that few in the housing industry want to see disturbed. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.